For many people, the lure of the sea is strong. But despite millennia of seafaring knowledge, the dangers are still great, and all too often those who set sail do not return. Mountainous seas can take a life with alarming swiftness. But there are times when the wonders of this modern age can give sailors a second chance. Placing themselves in extremely hazardous situations is all in a day's work for these people. And in this part of the world, it's a vital job.
Okay, we need to come back around.
This is Australia, where most of the population lives, works, and plays near the sea. In times of trouble, the difference between life and death can come from the air. On average, Australia's rescue helicopters fly 5,000 missions every year. During large-scale emergencies, they're coordinated from the capital, Canberra. This is search and rescue headquarters. From here, these men maintain constant watch over one-ninth of the Earth's surface. At their disposal are 39 helicopter rescue crews stationed along Australia's vast coastline. Their primary tools are satellites used to detect EPIRBs, emergency radio beacons carried by all sea vessels and aircraft. But even with technology behind them, the rescuers rely heavily on human attributes, training, gut feeling and courage, the qualities that carried them through one of their greatest tests, the Sydney to Hobart yacht race.